our wake-up theme song, reminding you it's time again for Moments of Melody. A minister talking about deathbed conversion said to a Christian woman, "Do you think that deathbed repentance does away with a whole life of sin?" "No," she answered quietly, "but Calvary does." Could ceaseless prayers ascend, could tears forever flow, the soul were still unblessed, unsaved, and peace would never know. But faith's one look at Christ, expiring on the tree, one heart-believing glance at Him, can set the sinner free. We read in 1 John 1, verse 7, "The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Notice those last words. Cleanseth us from all sin. Here's God's word for your day. We hope you can pause for a few moments as we read. St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. "So if through your faith in Christ you are dead to the principles of this world's life, why, as if you were still part and parcel of this world's system, do you take the slightest notice of these purely human prohibitions? Don't touch this, don't taste that, don't handle the other. This, that, and the other will all pass away after use. I know that these regulations look wise with their self-inspired efforts at worship, their policy of self-humbling, and their studied neglect of the body. But in actual practice, they do honor not to God, but to man's own pride." Saved by the Lord Jesus' death on the cross. He's the one who cleanses from all sin. We're not saved by doing or not doing things. Remember, the Lord is a substitute for everything, but nothing is a substitute for the Lord.